Would you pray with me? Loving God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you truly are the one who redeems us, who has the truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. At a county fair, a very distinctively dressed Quaker man was offering a horse for sale. And a non-Quaker farmer walked up to him and asked the price of a horse. And since Quakers had such a reputation for dealing, fair dealing, he bought the horse without hesitation. The farmer got the horse home only to discover that it was lazy and ill-tempered. So he took it back to the fair the next day, and there he confronted the Quaker. "Ah, thou hast no complaint against me," said the Quaker. "Had thou asked me about the horse, I would have told thee truthfully the problems, but thou did not ask." "Oh, that's okay," replied the farmer. "I don't want to take the horse back. I want to try to sell him to someone else. Can I borrow your coat and hat a while?" Today I want to talk about wisdom and truth. And it would seem that that farmer that had bought the horse had a little bit of wisdom, street smarts. But I want to do it today in the context of the Trinity, because this is Trinity Sunday. Now, as I always say, you will not find the word Trinity in the Bible. It's a human construct that was formalized in the 4th century to offer the three ways that God in the Scriptures is manifested to humanity: as Creator, as the Son, a Redeemer, and as the Holy Spirit. And today, our Hebrew Scripture talks about wisdom. Wisdom that stands on the heights beside the way, the crossroads she takes her stand, beside the gates in front of a town, at the entrance of the portals. Now, Lady Wisdom was an ancient way that they used to think about the wisdom of God and how they received it. But you know, Lady Wisdom wasn't left in the Hebrew Scriptures. It was brought into the New Testament by the writer of the Gospel of John. In the very beginning of John's Gospel, we read these words: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was the life, and the light, and the life was the light of all people." Now, Reverend Dr. John Holbert, in a commentary on our Proverbs passage entitled Delight of Wisdom, shares the following: "It is surely an intermediary reflection concerning a figure, Lady Wisdom, who becomes in the prologue to the Gospel of John the Logos of God, without whom not one thing came into being." Logos is the Greek word for word. In other words, John takes the figure of Lady Wisdom and turns her into the Logos, the Word, pre-existent with God the Creator, who for John is none other than Jesus the Christ. So Lady Wisdom is the personification of wisdom and the truth embodied in Jesus Christ. God delighted in wisdom as she rejoiced in the creating of the world and in humanity, we read. There is a wisdom and a truth that has existed from the very beginning. And as God delights in it, we are to delight in it as well. For God has given it to us out of love in the person of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. However, wisdom and truth have taken a beating in recent years. We now have fake truths, alternate truths, and all other kinds of truth. Wisdom has been replaced with language that seeks to gain power over others. I said in recent years that the teaching of Jesus are mostly about common sense. Think about it. Jesus says, if you're invited to a party, don't go up to the seat high on the dais, because somebody else more important than you might come in and you're going to have to be asked to move down. Sit in a lower seat, and then maybe you'll be invited to go up. Common sense and a little humility. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. If you hate people, they or others might destroy you. If you love them, they will not destroy you. Maybe they'll be transformed in the process into something better. Common sense. And I could go on, but the truth of the matter is that in Jesus, we find common sense, or the common sense of wisdom. On this Father's Day, I would like to share a thought about my dad, Richard Peters. He only completed one semester of college. He hated college. But eventually he got a job with Alco Aluminum at the Bottle Cap plant in Richmond, Indiana, where he worked his way up and became a respected supervisor over supervisors and other workers. He knew how to treat people. Even more so than some of those guys with college degrees. He wasn't a perfect man. He had issues. But he was a good man, and he taught me and my brother to respect people, no matter who they were. And one of the ways at how to be with people. And when he died, because of the way he lived his life, when he died at the age of 64, the line for his wake went out the front door of the funeral home. He could talk to strangers and make you feel like he's known them all his life. My brother and I both learned how to do that. We remember Dad talking with the checkout lady at a store, and we would really, there were a lot of conversation. We could ask, "Who was that, Dad?" "I don't know." He respected people, and I truly believe that in the common sense of Jesus, the wisdom and the truth of Jesus, is that we should respect people. Now, there are many today who don't respect other people. Only those that might get them to where they want to go in life. Rather, they see people, or many people, maybe even most people, as people to be controlled. And this thought has been going through my mind as we've been hearing once again in the news of the discussion behind the abortion debate. Since states like Alabama and Missouri and others have instituted the fetal heartbeat laws, which says no abortions after a heartbeat can be detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks, a time when many women do not even know they're pregnant. I think about it because I believe that some of these laws are in an attempt to control the situation, control women. But I believe it's up to the woman, and if she's married to the man, to determine what's best for them. Because they're the ones that are going to have to live with it. They're the ones who will have to live with the child who's either healthy or sick. And if they cannot afford the child, there's no one to help them. Worldly wisdom says, well, then they shouldn't have had sex. Well, they should have used protection. Well, a number of times they do. And the protection fails. And then there's rape. And we're cutting all of those out. We're saying, no abortion for those things. And they go even further and they say, we need to legislate morality. The world vision or the world wisdom says we can legislate it by saying, no, don't do it. People are human. Products are faulty. People are led by their own wishes and desires. Wisdom, common sense, recognizes this and seeks to love them and care for them. I know some of you are probably tired of hearing me say this, but the most powerful passage in the Bible is the words Jesus uttered from the cross as we nailed him to those pieces of wood. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. That's the wisdom and the truth from the very heart of God. There has to be a truth, and that truth is that all people, and I mean all people, are loved by God and must be respected, or chaos and animosity will prevail. And that's what Jesus tried to teach in his life. I'm reminded of the following. Two men had an argument. To settle the matter, they went to a judge for arbitration. The plaintiff made his case. He was very eloquent and persuasive in his reasoning. When he finished, the judge nodded in approval and said, that's right, that's right. And then the defendant jumped up after hearing that and said, wait a second, judge, I haven't had a chance to speak. So the judge told the defendant to state his case. And he did so, and he was persuasive, and he was eloquent. And when he finished, the judge said, that's right, that's right. To which the clerk of the court stood up and said, judge, you both can't be right. The judge looked at the clerk of the court and said, that's right, that's right. That's judicial chaos. That's not respect. It's not common sense. The truth of God demands the respect of all people. And the wisdom that emanates from that is that we are human. We are prone to mistakes and the foibles of our own desires and wishes. Again, the wisdom of Jesus said, let the person who's without sin cast the first stone. That's wisdom. Common sense? The truth and the wisdom of God is that we have to learn to be gentle with each other and not see people as beings to be controlled. May God give us the wisdom to see the truth, the will to follow it. Or as the first part of the Serenity Prayer by theologian Reinhold Niebuhr says, may God give me the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish one from the other. There's a lot of truth in those words.